Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Because we had been discussing chapter 11, and so far we have discussed up to verse 47. We are obviously coming to the close of this chapter. So in this chapter, what we have basically seen so far is, at the Arjuna's request, Bhagavan showed him his cosmic form. This is basically is somewhat a situation in each seeker's journey. When a seeker is seeking the truth, first he understands it intellectually. He starts getting an intellectual appreciation. But that intellectual appreciation at one point is not enough for him to pursue further his path. He needs to have an experience which he can then call it his own to pursue his journey further into his spiritual realm. So what we have seen so far, Arjuna says, I have understood that you are the source of this universe. Everything comes out of you, everything comes back into you. I understood in all this previous chapter, the advice which he got from Krishna, he said, I have no doubt about that. However, I want to experience that form of yours where you are encompassing everything. We all basically hear in all religion that God is all-pervading, omnipotent and omniscient. But when it comes to our own life, it fails that understanding. Because if God is omnipresent, then why can't he see all the problems I'm going through? Why can't he do this? Why tsunami? So we have intellectual understanding, but not really a connection between our understanding and our experiences. So this chapter basically represents that Arjuna state where he says, I understood, but I want to say it. And just as any guru would say, look, my son, you're not ready yet. You're not at a stage where you will be able to understand. It's like a primary school student asking a PhD level question. I remember I asked Swami Chinmayananda back in 85. He said, Swamiji, I have heard about Avadhuta state and at this state, what is the difference? And Swamiji's answer is very simple. My son, you are in kindergarten asking me PhD questions. But we want to know. At that level, our curiosity wants to jump to that level and grasp that. However, Krishna recognized that Arjuna is not in that state where he has all the time to study this. So he said, in this present state of your perception, in the state of your understanding how to see this world, it will not be possible. No matter how many times we can understand that the waves are nothing but the ocean. When we go to Virginia Beach, when we see wave, we are going to see waves there. Because our fixation towards the form and the color and the shape and the sound. And that's what we will see. Many, many times we ask question, if he is such a great man, why is he doing this? But you are seeing his outer form that has its own quality. Such as people ask Swamiji, Swamiji, you are saying all that, but you are taking the snuff during the lecture. Those of you have seen Swamiji, he used to always take, during the lecture, he'll take out the snuff. And say, Swamiji, you're talking about all the detachment and this, but you are taking snuff. He said, my son, you are not seeing the Swami who is talking about Bhagavad Gita. You are seeing the Swami who has a sinus problem. He said, I have sinus trouble in one, so I only take the snuff in that one nostril to clear it. So as long as I see Swami as a Swami physical form, obviously it was all the limitations of the physical form. So Bhagavan said that as long as your perception is limited, you will not be able to see my cosmic form. Therefore, I have to change your perception, change the way you look at this world, and you will be able to see me in my cosmic form. And then obviously he said, I'm giving you that divine vision, and therefore you will now see my cosmic form. And Arjuna sees the cosmic form. And there he sees all these things which we have gone through, that everything coming out of him, everything going into him, people are rushing towards their death, getting crushed in his mouth. Siddhas are praising him, and Rakshasas are running away from him. Once we have that intellectual understanding fuses with our experience, then we see this wider vision. You know. And then he realizes that in my misunderstanding of who Krishna is, now in this case we say, because Krishna showed him this, he sees this as a Krishna's form. And Swamiji shows me an experience, I see him as Swamiji is showing this. So he said, I'm sorry, but I may have made mistakes in my behavior with you in past, called you Sakha, called you this, called you other. Forgive me, I did not know your greatness, that you are the Supreme Being. So forgive me just as father forgives his son. We have seen last time, there are relationships where nothing comes in a way in forgiving them. Just as a friend forgives his friend, and lover forgives his or her lover, beloved. Those relationships are based on love. Therefore, everything else drops out when the love becomes apparent. So therefore, he says, my relationship with you is that of devotion. So you must forgive me for all I have done so far. And with that, we have seen the following three verses. Arjuna continues his description of where he is in this journey of experiencing this vastness and greatness of the Supreme Self. Adrishtapurvam rusito asmi. Drashtva bhayena cha pravyathitam manome. Looks like he said, I am in a state which is pretty confusing. On one hand, hrusito asmi, I am so delighted because I have seen something which was not seen before by me, adrishtapurvam. Thing which I have not seen, I have seen before, and therefore I am delighted. If he is suddenly left alone in Grand Canyon, I wake up one morning and I find myself not in my bed, or in my bedroom, but in Grand Canyon. Well, first of all, my first impression would be, wow, what a great sight it is. But the next thing is a fear. How did I end up here, and how am I get out of here? To the place which is very familiar with me, 3712 Millshire Place. How am I going to get there? So this experience of these dual emotions is common when, Swamiji says, is a seeker trying to grapple with that vision. First he gets that vision, he will be delighted that his mind and intellect is now opening up to vast horizons of the knowledge about the self or the truth. But then again there will be fear about how do I reconcile this with me as I know myself. Me as I know my own environment, and therefore I'm fearful. Swamiji says, every seeker goes through this state of fear because the mind still is not ready to experience this vastness of the truth. So he said, bhayena cha pravyathitam manome. By fear my mind is vyathitam, is unsettled. So, tadeva, and therefore, darshaya me devarupam prasida devesa jagat nivasaha. And therefore, show me that previous form of yours and have mercy, O Lord of Lord of the universe. Show me that previous form which I was comfortable with. Swami used to say, if Bhagwan comes as a Sardarji, you will not really accept him. Only if he comes in a mugut and bansuri, in a pitambar, then only we will accept him as Krishna. Because that is the form I grew up with, seeing him as Krishna. That's one of our biggest problems in accepting another religion or other faiths or other ideas from the others. Because they say, no, the God looks like Muhammad. No, God looks like Jesus. We don't want to accept that. If he looks like Krishna, I'm fine. So therefore, he says, I'm not comfortable with this vast form of yours. Show me the form of yours which I'm very comfortable with, in which so serene. So then he describes, he wants to make it clear to Krishna what form he wants to see. Kiritinam gadinam chakra hastam ichhami tvam drastum aham tathaiva teneva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava visvamurte. Kiritinam gadinam chakra hastam ichhami tvam drastum aham. I want to see you with the mugat on your head, mace in one hand and the discus in the other hand. That form of yours with the four hands, that was I want to say. And Swami explained here that when we pray to Lord and say, oh Lord, I want to see you, we formulate an idea of the God is based on our conditioning, what our education about what the God is. From my childhood, if we have seen this Krishna as the God, that's what we want to see. There are some of them, Kali, I'm not comfortable with Kali. You know, Kali, I don't go to Kali temple. You know. But the one who is comfortable with Kali, he says Kali is the form of God. So we have our own comfort level of what form we want to see God. Arjuna, being the student of this Vedic and Puranic age, he has learned through all these Puranas what a Vishnu, you know, the God of this universe, who is all-pervading. Vishnu is all-pervading. That's why it's called Vishnu. Vishnu means that which is vast, you know. So here he's seeing this vast form of the Lord, all-pervading. Everywhere I see you. Therefore, I prostrate to you in the front, in the back. I want to see the Vishnu with his four hands, with gada and chakra in his hand, and two hands, and the crown on his head. So he wants to see God, but in the form which is most comfortable with. And obviously we have explanation from Swamiji, why our Puranas have all the gods with four hands. As Swamiji says, that consciousness functioning through this mind-intellect instrument creates this world of its own. So this consciousness has four aspects to interact with this world, which is the mind, intellect, chitta and ahankar. Those four hands manifest as the consciousness which we can experience. So in the Puranas, all the gods were given four hands. So Vishnu is Pitambara, Pitambaram Viksha, Dado Swakanya, Charmambara Viksha, Visham Samudra. So Pitambar is associated with Vishnu. Charmambar is associated with Shiva. Because one is the Lord of death, other is the Lord of wealth of this universe. So in Puranas, as Swamiji says, Vishnu is seen with four hands, with his mind, intellect, chitta and ahankar. He runs this world. The color of this infinity which we see in the sky is blue. So we assigned a blue color to Vishnu as the infinity. But he also acts as the mundane world which you and I can experience. And the color of that world is predominantly yellow. Earth is yellow, grass and all this, the meadows we see yellow. So symbolically, figuratively, they have created the Vishnu's image is the one in a blue color with four hands and have a pitambar. Arjuna says, that's the form I feel comfortable seeing you in. Show me that. Sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte. But you are with the thousand hands and this cosmic form, I'm not comfortable with. I want this four-handed, blue-colored with Pitambar is what I want to see you as that. Bhagwan grants his wish in response, saying, Maya prasannena tava Arjuna idam rupam param darsitam atma yogat. Bhagwan now responds and says, look, I'm very aware that you are uncomfortable with this. But I showed you this from with my grace, with my power of yoga. Yeah. A power of a magician. With his power of magic, he creates the world which you have never seen before. He just alters your perception of what's happening there by tricks. And you see a world which you have never seen before. Same way Bhagwan said that you had the capacity to see this world and perceive in a normal fashion as your capacity. But with my power, I changed that perception for you because I wanted to show you this Vishwarup, which is what you wanted. So by my grace, with my power, I showed you this cosmic form. Tejo mayam visvam anantam adyam yanme tvad ananena na drustu apurvam. You've seen this splendid and primeval, infinite, universal form. Because of my grace, because of my maya, which nobody has seen it before. However, it says nobody has seen it before in a situation like yours. A teacher can tell, Swamiji, if Swamiji did give me the answer in the end, even though he told me that, my son, you're in KG, and you're asking a question PhD level. But in the next half of his response, he told me what the difference is, because I asked for it. And then Swamiji, if he could have said, look, my son, nobody at your stage ever asked me this question. But because you asked me, with my grace to you, I'm telling you what the difference is. So Bhagwan saying, nobody has seen this before at this level of your spiritual curiosity, or spiritual development. Having this strong attachment with my ego, I want to see myself as I am, and then wants to see God in His universal form. It's just not possible. The two are contradictory to each other. I want to experience the oneness of the self. At the same time, I want to be comfortably attached to this limited self as strongly as I'm attached right now. Two are contradictory to each other. It's like we are saying, we want to see the water in the ice cube melted into it and still want to see the ice cube in it. Ice and water are one and the same, we know that. But as long as I want to see the ice cube in its form, I can't see the water in that cube. That cube has to melt to become water. When it melts, there is no cube to experience it. So here is the dichotomy. Bhagwan said, I made it possible for you out of my compassion for you because I realized you needed it. Well, with that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.